This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When a pilot flies off the handle, how should the pilot be handled? Unfortunately, the recent celebrated meltdown of a pilot in midair isn't the first time pilots and airlines have gotten into dogfights over a pilot's mental status. William was a pilot for Air Wisconsin who had secured a TSA permit to carry a weapon on his flights. Unfortunately, Air Wisconsin stopped using the type of plane William was used to flying, and according to his supervisor, after failing 3 tests on the new plane, he basically lost it during the 4th test, becoming extremely angry and accusing his superiors of sabotage. His supervisor immediately called the TSA and reported William as a possible threat, stating he was very worried about William's mental stability and the whereabouts of his firearm. William ended up being fired, arrested, and subject to search. He sued the airline, and a jury awarded him $1.4 million. And the Colorado Supreme Court affirmed, stating the supervisor had no grounds to form an opinion as to whether William was mentally unstable. So while a pilot may be grounded, his case against the airline may be ready for takeoff. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.